It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
The Southerner was a passenger express train in the South Island running between Christchurch and Invercargill from 1970 to 2002. The train was eventually closed due to a decline in passenger numbers and subsidies, although it was briefly revived in May this year for 4 days as part of a tourist experience. Recently, a group of campaigners from Save Our Trains launched a petition calling on the government to restore the Southerner train route as a more accessible form of travel for South Islanders. Wednesday Wire host Otto spoke with Dave McPherson from Save Our Train Southern to discuss his petition and why the Southerner should be restored.
So to begin, can you tell us about your petition and what your calls are?
The petition's trying to get passenger rail back in the South Island, basically, and the vehicle we're using that, to use a bit of a pun there, is actually trying to get back the old train that we used to have running, not necessarily the old vehicle itself, but running along the line between Christchurch, the main railway line, Christchurch, Dunedin, Invercargill, and all the towns in between. There's about at least 8 stops, major towns along that route. We want service by passenger rail. Now, they're getting passenger rail in the North Island in different parts, not everywhere yet. But we've got zero, absolutely big fat zero in the South Island. So we're trying to make sure that we get a share of that resource and we give people down here an option for more sustainable travel, more affordable travel, safer type of travel.
Can you give us some background around the Southerner train and why it was so important for South Islanders when it was active?
Sure, good question. The Southerner ran until 2002, from about the 1960s. Before that, there were different trains not running the whole length in one hit, but in the 1960s, they got a train going that ran the whole length and was a daytime train. There were also sometimes some nighttime trains and other things like that, but they completely canned everything from the 1970s onwards and eventually 2002 for the Southerner itself. But what it did was it connected towns and cities down the east coast of the South Island that had no air links in many cases, often not very suitable coach links, and certainly people who didn't have vehicles, didn't have their own cars and things like that. It provided, we call, interregional transport that wasn't available to many people or affordable, even if it was available. So it's a form of connection between the South Island towns. 750,000 people, about 3/4 of the population of the South Island, live along that route. So that's who we're talking about connecting. And it's, you know, it's things like going to see your grandparents in Invercargill when you live in Timaru, or if you're at uni in Dunedin, going back to visit the parents over the holidays. The only place you can get airfares that actually work in the South Island between Christchurch and Dunedin, and they're often hideously expensive, things like $420 for a one-hour flight on a propeller plane. But there, you know, it's just not affordable for people. And a lot of disabled people as well, have trouble using planes and coaches. They, for instance, if you're got in a wheelchair or a walker, you can't use a coach. Not that there's that many of them, maybe twice a day, because you can't climb up the stairs and the drivers aren't allowed to help you. Whereas trains, once you get onto the platform, are pretty much level with the platform, the floors of the trains, things like that, much more comfortable. And you can also work in trains, which you can't in the others. Say you're a businessman in Dunedin going up to Christchurch for a meeting, you can work on your laptop, plug it in to get Wi-Fi and a recharge on the way up. And all of those things are available in trains in the North Island. They're part of the public transport system. So we're not talking about tourist trains. We're talking about, you know, that are quite high priced and run very irregularly. We're talking about a regular scheduled route that's supported by the public transport system in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And that's not available at the moment here in the South Island, and it is partly in the North Island.
Are there any economic benefits that could also come from restoring the Southerner train?
Another good question, Otto. When you have a railway station that's regularly functioning, business people and others will look at building things like cafes, various other retail shops and service centres around that. And we've actually spoken, for instance, to the owner of the old Invercargill station where the train would still stop. It's no longer owned by Kiwi Rail, and it's a two-storey building with offices above. He's got a struggling cafe down the bottom, and he wants to open up more of the unused area down the bottom, so it becomes a bit of a retail complex built around the rail service that could be provided there and used to be. The same in Timaru, actually, with the railway station. It would actually cause people to gravitate towards that and build some business around that. We've seen cases overseas where when they've built new railway stations, sometimes even underground, they've built retail and residential complexes above them. Now, I think that's we're way off probably that happening in most of the South Island, possibly in Christchurch, but it would certainly generate more economic activity. Even Dunedin, with a historical railway station building at the station, they've renovated the station. It looks beautiful, but there aren't any trains except for a couple of tourist trains going through there. And there's a business and an art gallery in there, but they struggle because people don't go down there on a regular basis. So all of those things would get boosted. You know, the $8 million that Dunedin City Council spent on Dunedin Railway Station would generate a lot more value in its own right if it could have some trains going through there, people going through there, people waiting for trains, people waiting to pick up family and whānau from their trains, all that sort of stuff.
Has support for the Southerner Trains reactivation increased recently amongst South Islanders?
Well, I think it's been there for a long time, to be honest, but what we've done is sort of motivated them to actually make an expression of that. We've got over 12,500 people signed the petition in just a month. We only had a small group based in Dunedin beforehand. Now our group's spreading and we've got people from Christchurch down to Invercargill that have joined in to help. And what they've found, and I've done this myself, being out on the streets in the South Island here, that 90% of the people you ask to sign the petition to calling for the Southerner to be brought back, there's stories about how they or their family used to use the train. And it's actually been a relatively easy thing because that support's already there. So what I think is you're seeing the manifestation of the support more now than it has been for a while. But I think it's been there for a long time. And it's not just oldies like that. We were down at Otago University about 2 or 3 weeks back collecting signatures right through a lunchtime. And we were rushed off our feet. We had two people there. We could have had about 5 or 6 people there and all of us could have been busy. Once people knew what it was about, they didn't remember the Southerner themselves. Some of them weren't born before when the Southerner finished in 2002. But when we talked about passenger rail and which centres it would serve, they were right into it, just like the older people.
And have you gotten any feedback from either the central government or local councils about the petition?
Oh, well, from local councils, a lot of nice words. We're trying to get some action going out of them. What we have had from the regional councils in both Canterbury and Otago is they put statements into their bureaucratic plans, if you look, transport plans, saying that they'll investigate passenger rail for the future. So they haven't ruled it out like they used to or ignored it. They've said they'll look at it, but we need to do more work to motivate a bit more there. As far as the central government goes, we've got work to do yet, but there were 3 MPs there, including a government minister, receiving our petition last Friday in Dunedin at the Dunedin Railway Station, and they were supportive, and they're going to be raising it at committee meetings up in Parliament. It's not going to be a quick process to do that, but that is the start of what's needed. We need it to become a political issue, and we need our political representatives to start raising that. And these ones from 3 different parties, you know, both opposition and government were there supporting us in receiving the petition and are going to take up the issue in Wellington.
That was Dave McPherson from Save Our Train Southern talking to us about a petition of his calling on the Southerner train line to be restored. If you're interested in signing this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Restore the Southerner Train.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.
We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the B.